Hello, I'm Dr. Jonathan Barker, pastor here at Amazing Grace Baptist Church in Mount Airy, North Carolina. I would like to personally thank you for taking out time today to tune in to our preaching podcast. We hope that this message will be a great encouragement to your heart today.
John chapter number 12. Again, thank you, Pastor, for letting me preach. I'm honored that he would let me preach two or three nights here in our home church. And I appreciate it. I really, really do. And I don't take that for granted. I appreciate it from the bottom of my heart. He surpassed me a long time ago as far as preaching. But you know, I'm not in a contest with nobody. I'm not. I'm really not. I'm not in a contest with nobody. I'm just me. If you like me, you like me. If you don't, you don't. And so that's just the way I am. But I appreciate it, and I'm honored to be able to be here and be able to preach in my home church during these days. My wife and I are in a different church every week. I counted the other day, we've been in 70-some churches this year. And not all of them was week meetings. A lot of them was week meetings. And or Sunday through Wednesday or whatever. And sometimes we'll be sitting in church, not at Amazing Grace, but we'll be sitting in church different places from time to time. And she'll look over at me and I know what she's going to say before she says it. She says something like this, "Wonder where God's at." Can I tell y'all something tonight? If you come to church and miss him, you miss it. Now, I'm glad you're here tonight and I'm glad you got to see me and I got to see you. But I don't tell you, I didn't come to see you tonight. I come to see him. And I've already seen him through the singing tonight, through the choir, through Brother Matt and Miss Ted. I've seen him tonight through the singing. And I want to say this to you tonight. If you miss seeing him when you come to church, you'll miss it all. And I love this chapter I'm getting ready to read out of. Let's stand as I read tonight. I love this chapter here that I'm getting ready to read out of tonight. In this chapter, if you study, you'll find it's just a few days before the Passover. Matter of fact, this chapter records the last events of our Lord on planet Earth, but right before he goes to Calvary and dies. And in this chapter tonight, there's a lot of good things that's taking place. In this chapter, if you study verse 1 through 11, you'll find the anointing of the Lord, how that Mary anointed him. They're having a meal. Lazarus has been raised from the dead. And as a result of that, they're having a meal. And of course, Mary breaks the odor of spikenard and anoints the Lord there. You'll find the anointing of the Lord, verse 1 through 11. Verse number 12 through 19, you'll find the arrival of the Lord. He comes riding in on a donkey. That triumph entry, what a wonderful thing. Verse 20 through 22 that I'm going to preach out of tonight, you'll find them asking for Christ. Verse number 23 through 36 there, you'll find the announcement by Christ, what he's getting ready to say, what he's getting ready to do. He announces the fact he's going to die. He's going to go to Calvary and he's going to die. Then, of course, you see the attitude of those people towards Christ and the latter part of this chapter. And I studied the Gospel of John today. There's not many other books in the Bible that's got any longer chapters than the Gospel of John. It's got some long chapters. And I was looking at this one here today, 50 verses. I thought, man, that must be almost the longest one. I knew John 6 longer than that. But when you look at this book, you'll find there's several of them got more than 50 verses. And John had something to say about the Son of God. Notice in chapter number 12, and again, he's getting ready to go to Calvary and die. And it's the feast of the Passover. It's that last time. Look at verse number 20. And there were certain Greeks among them that come up to worship at the feast. How the same, let's read verse right. How the same came therefore to Philip, how which was Bethsaida, how of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we would see Jesus." sure we would see Jesus. Philip cometh and telleth Andrew. And again, Andrew and Peter tell Jesus. Jesus answered them, saying, the hour come that the Son of Man shall be glorified. Look at verse number 32. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. I want to try to magnify this statement tonight in verse 21. Sir, that we would see Jesus. Thank you for sending. How you can be seated tonight. Above everything else tonight in this service, I want to try my best to magnify the fact and just see him tonight. He's worthy to be noticed. He's worthy to look at tonight. He's worthy to talk about tonight. And I want to say to you this evening, God help us tonight, just to see him tonight. Sir, we would see Jesus. I know my years serving at Northwood Baptist Church, right after I first got there, we painted the auditorium. And while we was painting the auditorium, I had it put on the back wall. If you've been there, you saw that. Sir, we would see Jesus. And I want to say this to you tonight, what a tremendous statement this evening. Sir, that we would see Jesus. I thought about this when I studied today. Notice who it is that makes this statement. It's not the Jews. Look in your Bible again. Bible said in verse number 20, and there were certain Greeks among them that come up to worship at the feast. How the same come therefore out of Philip, which was of Bethsaida, of Galilee, desiring him, saying, sir, listen, it's not the Jew, but it's a Gentile tonight. And the Gentile is saying tonight, sir, that we would see Jesus. How the Jews want to see a sign, they didn't want to see the Son. Y'all didn't get what I just said. I said they want to see a sign, they didn't want to see the Son. How about these Greeks here tonight, or these Gentiles tonight, how they wanted an interview with the Lord Jesus Christ. And they're saying here in this text tonight, sir, that we would see Jesus tonight. Hallelujah, I'll tell you something tonight. If you get a glimpse of him, our time here tonight will not have been in vain. Hey, we can come to church tonight and just get a glimpse of him tonight. I want to say this while I preach tonight. The older I get, the more I have a desire to see him. The older I get, more of a desire I have to know the Word of God. The older I get, the more I have a desire to know the ways of God. And I'll say along with these Greeks tonight, Gentiles, sir, that we would see Jesus tonight. I want to ask you a question. How long has it been now? You're not going to see him visibly. My wife and I was in Freeport, on Freeport Island years ago. And, boy, what a trip. But anyhow, this guy picked us up when we got off the ship. And I got talking to him. I said, sir, are there Baptist church on this island? He said, yes, sir. He said, I go to St. John Baptist. I said, that's wonderful. I said, could you tell me how to get there? He said, I'll do better than that. He's a black man. Of course, everybody on that island's black. And so Brother Eddie Shoemaker, his wife and my wife, he said, we'll do better than that. We'll come and get you Wednesday night. He's a taxi cab driver. We'll come and get y'all Wednesday night. And y'all go to church with us. I said, man, that's wonderful. That's great. St. John Baptist. That sounds like a good name. And, we got ready to go to church on Wednesday night. And that fella drove up and picked us up and took us to the house of God. And that night, there was probably a 200 or wasn't there? That maybe 300, pretty good-sized church. And there was about 300 blacks and 4 whiteys. That was it. And we're sitting on the back row. And they got to singing, and I enjoyed it pretty good. Them black folk get to swaying sometime. And I like it. I like it, man. Let me tell you something. They'll worship. Are y'all hearing me? And I like it. Old Brother Eddie Shoemaker, he's in heaven now. I got to looking over at Eddie, and he got to doing the same thing. After a while, they got to dancing. And I seen Diane grab Eddie's leg. Wasn't letting, no, he didn't. But listen to me. I know we'll forget that night. After they got done singing, this guy gets up and says, "Our pastor is not here tonight, but we do have a preacher." I ain't thought about this in years. I don't know why I ain't thought about it, but anyhow, we're sitting there, and he introduces Mrs. So-and-so. And Mrs. So-and-so got up and done pretty good. She'd done better than some man I've heard, but anyhow, you say, "I'd have got up and left." No, you wouldn't get up and leave if you're in the middle of that island. Nobody's there but just four white people. And you can't get back 5 miles to a motel in the middle. No, you wouldn't have got them left. So we stayed for the service. She did her thing. And during the course of the service, she said, "I never will forget the first time I seen Jesus." I thought, this is going to be pretty good right here. She said it was right here on this island. The first time I ever seen him. Said I was laying in my motel room in the bed. And said he come and stood at the end of my bed. And here's what he said. I was getting the pencil out. I want to know what he said. And she said, he said, "I'm simple." I'm so disappointed. Are you listening? Here's what I want to say to you tonight. I have never seen him with a natural eye. I have seen him with eye of faith. I said I've never seen him with a natural eye. But thank God I've seen him with eye of faith. Oh, when I walk down through the Word of God, oh, sure that I would see Jesus tonight. I want to ask you a question tonight. Do you have a desire just to see him this evening? Now, I'm not talking again with a natural eye. I'm talking about with a spiritual eye tonight. I'll tell you hallelujah every time I look at him, every time I study about him, every time I read about him, every time I talk to him. I've never been disappointed in him. Are you listening to me? Oh, that was sure that we would see Jesus. I realize the world is seeking a higher plane. How the world is seeking a higher seat. I realize sinners tonight are seeking a good time. But don't say you and I are saved by the good grace of God. Hey, we ought to be looking for him and studying about him and meditating about him and talking to him, thank God. My prayer life's probably different than yours. You say, what way? You probably pray more than I do. I don't know about that, but anyhow, here's our state. It's not always like this in my prayer life. Now, I'm for that and I do that. But it's not always that way. I'll just walk and pray sometime. I'll just walk and meditate and pray sometime. And meditate on how good he is. And study about how good he is. I want to say, the Bible said, pray without ceasing. And you and I both got enough sense. No, you're not going to stay on your knees at 24 hours a day. How about in the spirit of prayer and the meditation of prayer and our thought and our thought pattern, thank God. Hey, we ought to see him and think about him and talk to him and enjoy his presence tonight. Sir, that I would see Jesus. I'll say this again, I'm going to preach. More in my life right now. And my dad didn't used to say this, and I thought he was... It's because he's getting old. But more in my life right now, I'm not a good Christian, but I want to be. I mean that. I got a birthday this month. 22nd day of October, I'll be 51 years old. That's exactly right. He'd forgive me all the rest of that other stuff. So I'll be 51 this month. And I'll say after being saved 51 years, I've got more of a desire. Not to see the church, but see him. Not to see a preacher, but see him. Not to see a Sunday school teacher, but see him. Hallelujah. Bless his name. He's wonderful tonight. I have never turned my eyes upon him. And he let me, we need to see him. Man, we need to see him in the church. We need to see him in the county. We need to see him in the country. How more than anything in the world, thank God. Hey, we just need to see him. And the Greeks or the Gentiles said, sir, we would see Jesus. Could we have an interview with him? Hey, would you like to have an interview with him? Could we have an interview with him? We want to see him. And I'll tell you tonight, listen to me. That should be our desire. That should be our daily desire. That should be our everyday desire. Sir, that we would see Jesus. Now, won't you listen to me? The Bible said in John chapter 5, verse 39, search the scriptures. For in them you think you have eternal life. And there they which testify, get this statement. There they which testify of me. Get what I'm getting ready to say. When that was recorded in John chapter 5, all they had was the Old Testament. They didn't have the New Testament. And you know what John is saying? Ramsack, that's what that word means, by the way, search. Them Old Testament scriptures. For in them you think you have eternal life, and they're there which testify of me. Do you realize this book talks about him? I say, do you realize it? Oh, I say this Bible, thank God, it testifies about him. John said, search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. And they are they which testify of me. I want to walk right down through the book for a little bit tonight. And give you three or four things by introduction. And if I get done about 9:30 or 10, we'll give the outline. But notice, is any more of the EMS fellows here tonight? What do you call them people? Paramedics? We got one fell out back there. You may want to go check on them. If the football game goes into overtime, doesn't bother nobody. Hello, Tokyo. Are you listening to me? But if the preacher, if he goes about 40 minutes, a little bit over, they'll go to blowing that whistle on him, man. And every time you do that, that adds 10 minutes to my sermon. So I'll tell you, you know I'm not going to preach long, but I'll tell you this tonight. This book testifies about him. A sir that we would see Jesus. A sir that we would see Jesus. I want to say, Abraham, sir that we would see Jesus. Abraham. Saw him as a lamb on the mountain. Now, are y'all with me now? I said, Abraham. Saw him as a lamb on the mountain. Abraham's got his son, and you know the story, Genesis 22. Abraham's got his son up on the mountain. He get ready to slay him and offer him up for a burnt sacrifice. And buddy, it's just seconds before happening. And about the time he come back with that knife and get ready to slaughter his son, God speaks out of heaven and says, hey, Abraham, do no harm to it. And there's a ram over there in the thicket. Are you listening to me? Abraham, sir, that we would see Jesus. Abraham saw him as a lamb on the mountain. And I'll tell you something tonight. He's still the Lamb of God, thank God. He's still redeemed tonight. He's still the Lamb of God tonight. Oh, man, over and over again, I thought about Joseph. Sir, that we would see Jesus. Joseph saw him as a faithful friend. Are y'all hearing me preach tonight? Joseph saw him as a faithful friend. And what a friend he was. Listen to this tonight. Over and over again in the Word of God, here's what it says. And the Lord was with him. And the Lord was with him. I'm going to preach Sunday night, probably out of Genesis 39. And where Potiphar's wife tempted Joseph and tried to get him to do wrong. But you know what the Word of God said? But the Lord was with him. You say, what are you saying? I'm saying Joseph said, sir, that we might see Jesus. And Joseph saw him as a faithful friend. Thank God, a faithful friend tonight. Well, I thought about today when I studied. Thought about old Moses. Sir, that we would see Jesus. You know what Moses saw? He saw fire, it wouldn't go out. Are y'all with me? Y'all ready to think about the burning bush? it would not go out. And can I tell y'all something tonight? He won't go out. He's, Lord, I feel God. Listen to me. He's a fire that won't go out tonight. He's a burning bush, thank God. He's a fire that won't go out. Sure that we would see Jesus. Moses would say, hey, he turned, and by the way, he turned aside. When he turned aside, he saw that burning bush that would not go out. But Moses would say, we would see Jesus. Moses would say, yes, sir. He's a burning bush. He's a fire. It won't go out. But Moses would say this about him. Hey, he's the great I am. He's the great I am. When you get down there, Moses, who am I going to tell Pharaoh sent me? And God said, Moses, you tell Pharaoh that I am that I am. Are y'all hearing me tonight? That's a God that depends on nobody for nothing. I am that I am. I stand in my own sovereign will. I stand in my own authority. Hey, I'm telling you, sir, that we would see Jesus. Hey, Moses, have you seen him? Oh, yes, I've seen him. He's like a serpent hanging on a cross. I'm in the Bible. I want y'all with me tonight. Anybody read Numbers 21 lately? And took that serpent and hung it on the cross. I've often wondered why they didn't put a lamb up there. But they put a serpent. You know why they put a serpent? They put up there what the people really were. It was the serpent's fault. And we're snakes. We're sinners. We're lost without God. He become on the cross what we were. Sure that we would see Jesus. Moses, did you see? Oh, yes, sir. I saw him as a serpent hanging on the cross. Hey, Joshua, hey, sure would we see Jesus? Joshua would say, yes, sir. Yes, sir. It was that man standing over by the wall. It was that stranger. Y'all looking at me strange. Y'all read the book of Joshua? That stranger standing over by the wall. And that's the same one that went down to Abraham's house and said, Abraham, Abraham, get the bassinet ready. Abraham, get you some baby bottles. Abraham, are y'all hearing me preach tonight? It's the same one. I'd say, Joshua, have you seen him? Joshua, sir, we've seen him. I've seen him standing over that stranger. I've seen him over by the wall. I saw him. Are you listening? Hey, Ruth. Hey, Miss Ruth. Come here a minute. Sir, would you see Jesus? Have you seen him? She said, I sure did. And I'll tell you what he was. He's a kinsman redeemer. He's a lover of my soul. I'm just doing the Bible. Y'all see what the Bible said? He said, in the scriptures it testifies about him. And I'll say to you now, it does testify about him. And I'll say this to you now, he is a kinsman redeemer. Hey, he's a willing one. He's the able one. He met all the qualifications. He's a kinsman redeemer tonight. That's what Ruth would say. You know, I thought about this today when I studied. Hey, Miss Hannah. Miss Hannah, anybody know Hannah? Anybody know 1 Samuel? I say, Miss Hannah, have you seen him? How about him? Have you seen him? She say, yes. Sir, I have seen Jesus. I have seen him. And here's what she say. He's the baby maker. I'm enjoying this. Y'all just kind of looking at me, but I'm enjoying it. She was barren, brother. She couldn't have a baby. There was no way. It was impossible. But I'll tell you, God. Oh, she said, yes, I've seen him. He's the baby maker. Hey, what a God. Hallelujah. What a God we serve. Hey, David, sir, we would see Jesus. Them Old Testament scriptures. That's what John 5:39 is about. Sir, would we see Jesus? David said, well, yeah. Let me tell you about when I saw him at my young age. I saw him as a lion killer. I saw him as a bear slayer. I saw him as a giant killer. David, have you seen him? Oh, yes, I've seen him. Oh, yes, I have. He's a lion killer. He's a bear killer. When the lion and the bear come out, David said the Lord took care of that. Hey, hear me tonight, thank God. He's still the lion killer. Thank God he's still the bear killer tonight. Oh, yes, sir, he can still take care of every bit of it tonight. David would say, yes, sir, I've seen him. And when I was a young boy, well, how about this, David? Now you're an old man. Have you seen anything of him? David would say, oh, yes, sir, I've seen him. The Lord is my shepherd now. I was young boy over there in Samuel. But David would say, Psalm 23, he's an old man now. He's getting ready to go through the valley of the shadow of death. And I'd say, hey, David, have you seen him? Sir, have you seen him? Oh, yes, the Lord's my shepherd. He's my shepherd. Hey, man, thank God. Hey, he'll be more real the older you get. And the closer you get to death and the closer we get to the rapture, thank God, he'll be more real than he's ever been before. Sir, that we would see Jesus. Solomon say, I did see him. Well, he's a cornerstone in the temple. Oh, well, Solomon, did you see him anywhere else, sir? We would see Jesus. Old Testament, John said we'd see him. Did you see him anywhere else? Oh, John, Solomon said, oh, yes, I did. Let me tell you where I seen him at. I seen him over in that little Song of Solomon where it said he's a rose of Sharon. He's a lily of the valley. Lord, I feel like preaching. Y'all hearing me tonight? I'm sure that we would see him. He's a rose of Sharon. He's a lily of the valley. Thank God he's a bride and morning star. Yes, he is. Sure that we would see Jesus. Elijah said, yes, sir, I seen him. I tell you what I seen. I seen fire fall from heaven. The Old Testament scriptures testifying about him. Yeah, I saw him when the fire fell from heaven. And that bunch of godless Baal worshipers had to bow before. Yeah, I seen him. Did you see him anymore, Elijah? Oh, yeah, I seen him another time. Let me tell you about it. We was out there cutting wood, and the axe head flew off and went down into the Jordan River. And he said, I seen him. Yeah, I said, how did you see him, Elijah? Elijah said he made the axe head swim. You are a construction man and a destruction man, I guess. Have you ever seen an axe head swim? You put a life jacket on, they'll still go to the bottom. Son, I'm telling you, an axe is heavy. But I want to tell you, hey, Elijah, have you seen? Oh, yeah, I've seen him. I've seen, listen to me now. Search the scriptures. They testify about it. I said, Old Testament. Oh, sir, that I would see Jesus tonight. Brother Robert, that Bible laid in your lap is all about Jesus. Matter of fact, in verse 1 of chapter Genesis, in the beginning, God. You know the word. You know the word. Brother Josh, you know the word. Brother Stan, you know the word. It's in the plural. Elohim. God the Father. And God the Son. And God the Holy Ghost. And when you come to Revelation 22:21, and the grace of our Lord Jesus. Met us all through there. Y'all hear me preach tonight. Sir, that we would see him tonight. I'm just trying to tell you tonight. Oh, all through the word of God. Elijah said, oh yeah, I seen him. Hey, Nehemiah. Sir, that we would see Jesus. Nehemiah said, oh yes. He's the master builder of the wall. Because he said, let us rise and build. Hey, Job. John said, y'all seen him. Have you seen? Oh, Job said, oh yes, sir. I've seen him. I did see him. Because he's a daysman. Yeah. He's a daysman. He's the one that can reach up and get a hold of God and reach down and get a hold of the world at the same time and the two at Calvary. Hallelujah. Y'all hear me preach tonight? He's a daysman tonight. Isaiah, have you seen him? Sir, we would see Jesus. John said, y'all testified about him. And you know what Isaiah said? Oh, yes, I've seen him. I've seen him as a high and holy one. Lifted up, and his train and his glory filled the temple, and the seraphims bowed before him and said, oh yeah, holy, holy, oh holy. Are y'all hearing me tonight? I have seen him, thank God. Isaiah would say that tonight. And can I just inject this? Probably Isaiah has more to say about him than any other prophet. Matter of fact, the book of Isaiah probably is, and I'm pretty sure it is, I'm right on this, is quoted more in the New Testament than any other Old Testament book. And listen to what I'm getting ready to say to you tonight. Isaiah said, I've seen him. Oh, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of our peace was laid upon him. And with his stripes we're healed. But then he goes on and talks about that root out dry ground. You know what that root out dry ground is? That's a resurrection, buddy. He didn't stay dead, thank God. He got up, yes, he did. Sir, I'm just trying to magnify that fact. Sir, that we would see Jesus tonight. Sir, that we would say, hey, Jeremiah. Hey, Jeremiah. Sir, that we would see him. Have you seen him? Jeremiah would say, yes, sir. He's that friend that was with me in the pit. Read Isaiah. Read Isaiah chapter 19, chapter 20. Or Jeremiah chapter 20, chapter 19, chapter 20. Yeah, he's that friend that was with me in the pit. Hey, Ezekiel, how about it tonight? Have you seen him? Sir, that we would see Jesus. Have you seen him? Ezekiel said, yeah, I've seen him. He's a wheel in the wheel. He's a hub in the wheel. I think I'm enjoying this more than anybody else. He's a hub in the wheel. You take the hub off, he ain't got nowhere to put a wheel. Or y'all don't even know what a hub is. Jerry knows what a hub is. Jerry knows what shoe brakes are. Jerry knows what a mercy brakes are, the floorboard. Jerry knows what a Fred Flintstone car is. I'm trying to tell you that. Listen to me. I've seen him. He's a wheel in the wheel. He's a hub in the wheel. And I'll tell you, get rid of the hub, you ain't got nothing else. That's the main part. Hallelujah. Hear me tonight. If you don't have him, you don't have nothing. I say if you don't have him, you don't have nothing tonight. Hey, Daniel, come here a minute. They said in the New Testament that y'all testified about him. Tell me about him, Daniel. Daniel said, well, he's the tamer of the lions. Yeah, he's the tamer of the lions. They throw me into a den of lions. A den of lions, not a lion's den. You can have a lion's den and not have lions. But you can't have a den of lions without having lions. Yeah, they threw me in there. And let me tell you what he done. He come down and give him a lockjaw. And let me tell you what else happened. I reached over and got a big one by the beard, laid him down, made me a pillow out, and went to sleep. Sure that we would see Jesus. Sure that we would see Jesus. Hey, Hebrew boys, y'all seen anything? Oh, yeah. He taught us all in the fire, but guess who's in there walking around with us? Sure that we would see Jesus. Hear me tonight, all through the Word of God. It magnifies us. Oh, sure that we would see Jesus tonight. Hosea, you're part of the minor prophets. There's 12 of y'all. You got anything to say about him? Hosea say, sir, that we would see Jesus. He's the one that can put the home back together. Are y'all hearing me? And you know what? They very well could be somebody in here tonight. Sir, if you'll just see him, he'll put your home back together. He'll put your marriage back together. I'll tell you, he's the missing link in a lot of people's lives. Hey, Jonah, hey, I like you. I wrote about you. I like you. Read about you. I studied about you. Sir, have you seen Jesus? How about it? He said, oh, yes. Oh, yes, I have. Well, what about him? Well, he's a God of a second chance. Hey, oh, y'all hear me preach tonight? And aren't you glad he is a God of a second chance? Had he not been a God of a second chance, I'd have been in hell many years ago. But he come back, thank God. And he come back. And he come back again. Oh, sir, that we would see Jesus. Hey. Rebecca, how about it? You know what Rebecca said? Oh, yes, we've seen him. And I tell you what he is. He's a blesser in spite of the famine. He's the blesser in spite of the famine. Though the fig trees don't blossom, though the fruit trees don't give fruit, yet I rejoice in the God of my salvation. Oh, y'all hear me? Oh, my, listen to me. I could say, hey, Zechariah. Hey, come here, Zechariah. How about it? Sir, we would see Jesus. John 5:39 said you testified about him. What about it? No, Zechariah said, give me just a minute. Matter of fact, it took him 14 chapters to say this. He said he's a Lord of lords and he's a King of kings. Zechariah went slap out there in the middle of the millennial, during the millennial reign, and began to talk about him. Oh, yeah. Come here, Malachi. Hey, Malachi. I know he talked to you about tithing, but did he talk to you about anything else? Malachi said, oh, yes, he talked to me a whole lot. He talked to me in chapter 3, verse number 6. He said, I'm God and I change not. Yeah, hey, he's a good guy. He don't change. Are you hearing me? He's not an Indian giver. He don't change. He'll be by your side, thank God. Oh, sir, that we would see him. All through the Word of God, we see him tonight. Jump over the New Testament. Joseph, the husband of Mary. How about it? If you, sir, would you anything to say about it? Why, he said, well, sure I have something to say about him. He's a virgin-born son of God. How'd you like to be the husband or the wife that gave birth to the Lord? Huh? Are you listening? Matthew, how about it tonight? Sir, we would see him. How about it? Matthew said, oh, yeah, I got something to say about him. And you know what Matthew would say? Matthew would just simply say tonight, he's a king of the Jews. Hey, Matthew, he's the king of the Jews. How about it, Mark? You got anything to say about him? Oh, yes, I have a lot to say about him. He's a servant of Jehovah. Hey, how about it, Luke? You got anything to say about him? Oh, yes, I got something to say about him. I'm a doctor. He's a son of man. But John, how about you? You got anything to say about him? Oh, yeah, he's a son of God. Hey, man, are y'all hearing me preach? Hey, Dr. Luke and the book of Acts. You got anything to say about, oh, yes, he's a church builder. Yeah, are y'all here? Hey, Paul, how about in Romans? They got anything to say about him as sure that we would see Jesus? Paul said, yes, sir. He's a justifier of the unbeliever. That's what the book of Romans is all about. You know what Paul would say? Hey, Corinthians, you bunch of carnal people. They was. And I'd say, y'all got anything to say about him? He said, sir, we'd see him. And you know what they would say? Oh, yes, he's the last Adam. Quit saying second Adam, because there ain't no second Adam. If there's a second, there'd be a third. There ain't no second. There's one and the last. And Jesus is the last, and it's over. Ain't going to be another one. Ain't going to be another Calvary. Ain't going to be another resurrection. If you believe you can get saved more than one time, you believe that other stuff. That's a bunch of baloney. Are y'all hearing me? I'm telling you this evening, it's done, it's done. Thank God we believe on the Son. We're saved by the blood of the crucified one. Oh, sir, that we would see Jesus. Hey, Galatians, church, have y'all seen him? What would y'all have to say about him? They say, well, we'd see him. He's a fulfiller of the law. Read Galatians. Hey, church of Ephesus. Sir, we would see Jesus. How about it? Oh, yes, he's a possessor of life. Yeah, oh, yes, he's a possessor of life. And he seals you to their redemption. How about Church of Philippi? Sir, have y'all seen him? Y'all think anybody matters? Sir, would we see Jesus? Oh, yes. He's the supplier of all of our needs. Anybody read Philippians 4 lately? He's the supplier of all our needs. Hey, Colossians, it's got all them theologians over there. How about him tonight? Sir, we would see him. How about it at Colossae? They say, oh, yes, he's the preeminent one. He's at the top of the list. He's higher than 10. You know what that means in the book of Song of Solomon? He's higher than 10,000. That means you get 10,000 of the very best you can get and line them up. He'll be at the end of it. And by the way, the number 10,000, you know what it means? It's an untold number. And I want to tell you tonight, he's fire than 10,000. He's lovely. He's altogether lovely. He's the shepherd of my soul. Oh, sir, we would see Jesus. Well, how about it? Catch up with the outline. Where's this outline at? I don't need no outline. How about it? Mr. Titus? Titus would say, yes, sir. He's the one that saves by grace. You read Titus? Hey, how about it? Timothy? Oh, yeah, he's the faithful father. Yeah. How about it, Peter? Oh, yes, and I come here as close preaching now, Peter, tonight. You come back tomorrow night and I'll preach it. You know what Peter would say? Peter would say, he's the precious one. He's the precious. He's precious. Three times there in that chapter, he talks about him being precious. Hey, little John. Sir, that we would see him. Well, he said, well, he's a blessed assurance. Hey, Mr. Jude, it writes about apostasy. How about it, Mr. Jude? You know anything about it? Oh, he'd say, oh, yes. He's the one that keeps us from falling. Yeah. Hey, John the Revelator, how about it tonight? Sure, we would see him. I tell you what old John would say. John would say, he's the Holy One. He's the one that's on the throne. And I won't tell you tonight, if you just see him, thank God. If you just see him tonight, he's altogether lovely tonight. Sir, that we would see Jesus. How true it is, this old preacher was giving advice to this group of young preachers. And he said, fellas, always keep your head above water and keep your eyes on Jesus. Did you hear what he told him? And I'll tell you this tonight, if we can just see him, not a meeting, not a song, not a testimony. And by the way, you ought to see him in our singing. We ought to see him in our message. We ought to see him in our testifying. We ought to see him in our praying. We ought to see him in our conversation. Sir, that we would just see Jesus. And I'll tell you something tonight. I'm not here just to magnify the church. I'm here to magnify the Lord. And all over this country, where my wife and I goes, I brag on Amazing Grace Baptist Church. And I said, they got a pretty good pastor up there, but it's a great church. And are you listening to me? Go see what I say. But I tell you what I brag on more than anything in the world. God's at our church. I go to church and God is there. I've been out and beat down in the world, beat down out preaching and evangelism, and go places sometimes that you don't even seem like you're not even wanted there. And I come in here, but you don't know this. I come dragging in here. And boy, I won't tell you, about 30 seconds into the service, hold my mule while I shout. Are y'all hearing me tonight? Oh, for just see him. Above everything, just see him. God, oh my. If we just get a glimpse of him. Just get a glimpse of him. My point is this. I'm not going to preach him. Number one, we need to see him as the only redemption. Yeah. Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. On the Passover day that they had, they tell me they would sacrifice approximately 300,000 lambs that day. Did you get what I just said? But when you go on the other side of the cross, it's not... Oh, behold the Lamb, the one, just one, just one. Thank God for that. I want to say we need to see him as the only redemption. Hey, we need to see him as the only reason. He's the reason I sing. He's the reason I shout. He's the reason I preach. He's the reason I breathe. He's... We need to see him as the only reason. And then we need to see him as the only remedy. And I won't tell you, there ain't no other remedy. He's the only remedy tonight. And I'll say this to you in closing tonight. If you got a problem in your home, he's a remedy. If you got a problem in your marriage, he's a remedy. I'll say, if you got a problem with a problem child, he's a remedy tonight. Hey, you got a problem in your life, he's a remedy. Thank God, sir, that we would see Jesus. Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace. On the street of glory, let me take my stand. Cares all pass, home at last, ever to rejoice. Oh, I want to see him. I just want to see him. And I'm going to see him. Something happens to me. My heart ceases to beat. My blood pressure drops. My graduation service will be right here. And when you come around, if that was to happen, and see the house that I lived in, because I ain't going to be there. That's just the house I lived in. You remember this. Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Hallelujah. Stand up. Help me. You better help me, Robert. Oh, I want to see him look upon his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace on the street of glory. Oh, yes, cares all past, home at last. Oh, my. Oh, I want to see him. Oh, yeah, it's amazing grace. Cares all past, home at last. Home at last. Sunday night about 11:30, I pull in my driveway. I was so tired I couldn't hardly see. Preached my guts out Sunday in South Carolina. 3-4 hour drive home. How pleasant it was to see 10, 20, and I'll stop right there because we're on the internet. How pleasant it was. But one of these days, and I don't know when, it could be tonight. On the street of glory. We're going to lift our voice and we're going to see him. Sir, that we would see Jesus.